Welcome to another episode of CMU Athletics Connection. College hoop season is back in Mount Pleasant, so we wanted to take a couple of Central Michigan basketball alums who have coached and have been everywhere from Mount Pleasant and bring them back. Today I have Dan Marley and Denny Kuiper joining me. Thanks, guys, for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, yeah.
So, Dan, how excited do you get when basketball season comes back?
How excited do I get? I get excited. I mean, I have a son that's playing college basketball right now at North Dakota State, so I'm busy, you know, kind of watching him. But, you know, I've done it for so long that it's just another year. But it's exciting this year because of what Central Michigan is going through and with the new coach and the direction they're going towards. So I look forward to seeing how they progress and how that goes. But I've really, you know, I used to be an NBA guy as far as watching games, but now I really enjoy college basketball a lot more. So I tend to watch a lot of college basketball, and it's a fun time of year.
Denny, how much basketball are you watching nowadays?
Quite a bit. I'm kind of like Dan. I don't watch much NBA until the playoffs. But college basketball, I've been watching a lot of it just because the teams are so new. And I don't know what to expect from each team because they may have 8, 9, 10 guys. So, yeah, I watch a lot of college basketball.
Yeah, the portal has changed kind of the landscape rapidly in the last few years.
Big time.
Dan, when do we talk about, I know you came back a few years ago to Mount Pleasant, and when someone asks you about CMU hoops, what memories come up for you?
Oh, a lot of them. You know, just going back when I was at Central, we had a tartan floor, the old Rose Arena, you know, some great crowds. When I went there, we were in last place as a freshman, and it was just really enjoyable and fun. Well, I can't say that. It was hard work, but a lot of fun to be able to build the program up. And by the time we were a junior, we were able to get back to the NCAA tournament, and we won the MAC, and were able to be successful that way. So I had a very enjoyable but hard time at Central Michigan trying to rebuild that program with my teammates and my coaching staff, because it was a lot of hard work. But you look back on those memories with the crowds that we had. And our junior year, we didn't lose I think we went 16-0 at home. We didn't lose a home game. As I said, we won the tournament, won the league, and ended up going and playing against UCLA and Reggie Miller in the first round of the playoffs. So when I look back at Central Michigan, those are the memories I remember.
Yeah, you definitely brought some great basketball memories here in Mount Pleasant and beyond. Denny, when you were here at Mount Pleasant, what do you remember about playing here in Rose Arena?
I don't know if I can remember back that far. you know why, Amy? I hate to share this. I didn't play in Rose Arena. I played in Finchfield House.
Man, you are old. Oh,
I am really
it's still here. Tell us about Finch, because those are some good memories. I just had like a 75th year anniversary.
I think my memory is correct. It held about a little less than 4,000 people. They put bleachers up on both sides and had the balcony. And I think most games, if not all games, were sold out. It was packed every game. Now, you don't see that in college basketball now because of so many outlets, so many different things people can do. But, yeah, it was a great atmosphere. I think 2 years after I graduated, Rose opened up. Going back to Dan, though, when he talks about his career, not many people can remember back that far. And in fact, the first 2 years, he had a rough time. He had a stress fracture, and then he had a bad back. And I think, Dan, if I'm correct, you played about a half a year of your first 2 years. And that showed a lot of perseverance and toughness. And everybody thinks about the great career he had, and he had a phenomenal career. But it didn't start out easy. The team wasn't very good, and he battled a lot of injuries. So I think there's a good lesson for young people today that it doesn't always come easy at first.
Yeah, I tell my son that all the time. I've had three back surgeries. I had my first one when I was 18 years old, and I was at Central. And like you said, I remember right before we went to a California trip, we were going to go play California, who had Kevin Johnson, who ironically was my teammate back at the Phoenix Suns, and came down with some bad stress fractures in my feet and didn't be able to play there. So had a really hard time the first couple years at Central, and just had to persevere and keep working. And fortunately, I was able to get it back and to get healthy and play some good basketball. But yeah, I scored 2,066 points. I'm right behind Melvin. I almost got him, but played in not very many games, so had a really good career.
Yeah, you had a great career. And another thing too that I'd like to share about Dan is, you know, most coaches in those days made you run a mile before the season started, just to test you and see how fast you could run a mile. And this kid's 6'6", 225, whatever, something like that. And I think he ran a mile in 4:44.
4:36, Danny, 4:36.
Not that he's keeping count.
Well, I tell you, because it almost killed me. You know, Charlie Coles had told me after my junior year, he said, I want you to come back before your senior year, and I want you, we're going to do this conditioning test, and I want you just to blow everybody away, and I want you to set some kind of record and just set the standard for our team. So I trained all summer long, and I went out there, and it was just a dead sprint, and I ran it in 4:36 and literally almost died. I thought I was going to die after that, but that was one of my better accomplishments when I think back, because that was really hard to do at my size. And but I trained for it, and I tell guys all the time, and I used to do that to my kids when I coached them. And it's something that shows a lot of heart, because a mile is not very long, but it's very hard to do. And you got to give it all out for, 5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, and this is 6'6", 225. You watch those milers in the Olympics, they're 155, 160. And it's like, they don't have a lot of body weight. So, and the other thing about Dan, I remember too, I don't know if he took a three-pointer in his first 2 years of college. And by the end of his senior year, he was shooting a lot of three-pointers. So, and in the NBA, he became one of the best three-point shooters ever. But he started out as totally an inside guy and shot layups.
Well, I love the stories. No, Dan, I didn't know you until I got to CMU, but Denny had a book, Know Yourself as a Coach, and I got to know him at Texas with Shaka. So he's been coaching me up for a while. So when I got here and he was a Chippewa, those were great connections to have. And a lot of people ask me about search processes and what that's like. And I always try to lean on people I know in the business that care about schools and have good insight. So you both helped me. Want to talk a little about what that search process was like from your perspective that we went through here?
Yeah. Well, yeah, for me, it was, when I coached at Grand Canyon, the first person I reached out to, because I coached at, I was an assistant coach at the Phoenix Suns, and then going to college is much different. First guy I reached out to was Denny. And he's been around it for so long and is great at what he does. So he really helped me, what I needed to look for and what I had to do to put together, what kind of staff I had to put together and the thought process I had to have for college. So I knew that, with you reaching out to, Denny, that was a great choice, because he's been around it so long. He's been around tremendous coaches. So, I just wanted to reach out and talk to the people and find a guy that I thought would be a great fit for Mount Pleasant. I think that's the first thing that we had to do, is find somebody that was going to be special to Mount Pleasant. The fans could really rally around and enjoy and be a part of the team. And so far, I know that Andy's done a great job in that, but I think Denny can talk more to that.
Well, I went to a practice when I was up at Mount Pleasant in September, and I went to an hour practice because it's preseason, so that you can't go as long. And I knew then that we made a good choice. Andy was well organized. He was demanding, but he wasn't over the top hard on him. But he was calling them out for mistakes, and they responded. They listened. They paid attention. He coached the little details. And I said to myself, hey, just a matter of time. He's aggressive in recruiting. He's going to get some real players. And just within a year or two, the Central Michigan is going to be really good. And then I watched the first game against Appalachian State. And I'm going, not that they won by 18 or whatever it was. It's just you could tell the way they played that they were going to be successful. And there's going to be some games this year. They may struggle in a little bit. But you can tell he knows what he's doing. I have no doubt that Central Michigan will be at the top of the MAC in a year or two.
So you've talked, Dan, you've said you've played at and coached at all levels. Mm-hmm. And we really appreciate you giving back to your alma mater. But what do you think are keys for Coach Bronkema to have success in the first year, just from a coaching perspective and all the stints that you've had?
Yeah, I think he's got to get kids that are going to buy in. And the best teams that you have are always players led. Coaches only can do so much. Coaches are motivated. They want to get the best out of you. But if your best players or your players aren't like that and aren't motivated and don't have the same like-mindedness, then you're going to struggle. And for what I've seen in the kids that he's recruited, I looked at the roster and there's a lot of Michigan guys, which is, Michigan, Illinois. I think that's beautiful to have local kids around. because you want to build that kind of program. But you got to have player-led kids who are going to work as hard as you want them to work, care about the program, care about their teammates, are great around the campus, people you can be proud of. And I can see that he's recruiting those kind of kids. I learned that real quick that, you know, talent is very important. You're not going to win without talent, but you got to have kids that that have a great mindset, and kids that you're going to want to come to coach every day. Because if you had bad kids or bad kids you don't want to coach, it's miserable and it's never going to work out, no matter how talented they are. So I know he's going to do a good job that way. When I talked to him in the interview process, that was a big thing for him, that he wanted kids that are going to represent the community, represent the school, and not only be good basketball players, but great human beings.
Denny, same question to you. I know you got to come up here and visit, but you wrote books on being a coach. You're advisors to so many coaches. How do you get buy-in for the brand new team or program in the first year? What are some things you've been sharing with Coach Bronx?
I think the first thing is you have to get the right kind of people. I think Dan hit it on the nose. I think in the recruiting process, I think you look for three things: high character people, quality people. Number two, people with high basketball intelligence, know how to play the game. And number three is, do they really want to win? And that sounds simple, but a lot of college basketball players don't really care about winning. They care about themselves, and they're not high character, and they don't know how to play the game. I mean, if you don't have those things, you're not going to win. I don't care how much talent you have. Dan's right. You got to have players. You can't get kids that just aren't talented enough. But, you know, I look back to when Dan played the NBA in Phoenix. High character guy, guarded the Michael Jordans of every team, and played the right way, knew how to play the game of basketball. That's why he was extremely successful. And so those are the characteristics you have to look in recruiting. And too many coaches nowadays get all carried away with, man, this kid can really run, he can really jump, he can really shoot, but he doesn't have winning characteristics. So I think Andy understands that totally. And so that's why I have no doubt he'll be successful.
Dan, when you were here, there was a tradition that I think emanated out of the dorms, the toilet paper toss, and you came back and helped us resurrect this event. What are some memories that have made that special for you? And tell us about the toilet paper toss. From you were here when the inception, you helped make it happen.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was 1987, and it just something that just kind of started out of the blue. I don't even know how it started. I can't remember. And we used to run a play on every opening, which to this day, it just amazes me. And I know back then there wasn't the scouting or the film or anything like that, but Darryl Miller, who was jump center, unbelievable jumper. So he would always get the tip. He'd tip it to a guy named Tommy Johnson, who was our point guard. I would streak down the right side. They'd throw an alley-oop. I'd go up and dunk it. And then everybody in the stands had a roll of toilet paper, and it just came down. Now, this is, you know, when I came back, we did it before the game because that's what we had to do. This was during the game. So we had to stop the game, and they had to sweep the floors. And then the next day in the dorms, there wasn't a roll of toilet paper to be found. It was unbelievable. And we did that every game. And to this day, I'm amazed that we got the dunk almost every time. But it was a tradition. It was in People magazine. It was crazy. It looked like it was a snowstorm outside when that thing erupted. And it was, I think, one of the best traditions that was ever out there. It was just amazing to be a part of.
Denny, what do you recall about the toilet paper toss?
Same thing, Dan, is that it was Darryl Miller, right?
Yeah.
It's like, and he's right, it wasn't as good as scouting, but come on now, you got to figure out it's going to come. So have two guys back on defense, but yeah. It seemed like it worked 80% of the time at least. And it's like,
yeah, they wouldn't throw the toilet paper until the first basket was made. And it was just amazing that first basket was an alley-oop dunk. I couldn't believe it.
I was a little disappointed in the reenactment, though. If I remember, I think Max dunked.
Well, they wanted me to do it, and they didn't realize that those days are way gone. So I got it to Max, and he was able to go up and dunk it.
That was my disappointment, Amy. Come on, Dan.
It's not golfing. If it was golfing, then, you know, we could have had him up there.
We could have been all right, yeah.
Come on, suck it up and get one.
Oh, I wish I could have, Danny. You know how it is. Don't even try it.
Yeah, I know.
But it was a nice.
You're sitting in that orthopedic chair. I'm surprised I don't see one of those seats on the railing up there that you got to sit down, and it takes you up there slowly walking up the stairs.
Thanks. See?
You got it. That's your Christmas present. I'm going to buy you one of those.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Well, no, there are so many good memories, and I appreciate you guys doing this. You also, Denny, you married a Mount Pleasant girl, and she's phenomenal in her own right. You two have that in common. You way outkicked your coverage. I can tell good recruiters and good coaches because you always marry up. But, Denny, what does Central Michigan and Mount Pleasant mean to you?
Mount Pleasant? Well, I was born in Central Michigan. I stayed there and coached at Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart. And in the second year of coaching, we won a state championship, and I thought I had all figured out. Then I found out later it's not quite that easy. And then I coached at Mount Pleasant High School for several years, and then at Central Michigan. So Mount Pleasant's been my life until I moved to met that young lady from Mount Pleasant named Terry, and married her and moved to Raleigh. So, but yeah, Mount Pleasant's a big part of my life, and we go back two or three times a year because Terry's family lives there. So yeah, it's a very big part of my life.
And Dan, Central Michigan memories, and then I'm going to get into your bride where you outkicked your coverage with a Rockford girl.
Mm-hmm. You know, I almost went to, not a lot of people, I was going to go to Toledo. I was real close to going to Toledo. And at the last moment, literally last moment, I changed my mind and went to Central Michigan. And one of the reasons why is because it was only 2 hours away from Traverse City. And I wanted to stay in Michigan. I wanted to be able, my parents to come see me play. Just a 2-hour drive, and I wanted to be a part of something I thought could be really big. And at the time I was Ralph Pym and Dave Ginsburg and Dick Parfitt were the coaches, had a lot of respect for all of them. Ralph Pym did a great job of recruiting me, going to a lot of my high school games, and really enjoyed Dick Parfitt. So that's one of the reasons why I went, but I loved it. And didn't realize it until now when I moved out to Phoenix. And Phoenix is a great place, but I'm always going to be a Midwest Michigan guy from heart. I think the Midwest is the best, and it's beautiful, and I always enjoy. I don't get it to be able to go back enough. I wish I could go back a lot because I really enjoy it, especially this time of year. But I'm a Midwest guy, and I love it, and I'll always be a part of that community.
Amy, if I could add one thing about Dan's recruitment, I think, Dan, if I'm correct, that was the first year you could sign in the fall.
Yeah, I signed my junior year after my junior year.
Yeah, in his senior year, he averaged like crazy numbers, 38 points a game, whatever, Traverse City High School. Had they not had the early signing period in November, he would have signed in March or April, and the Michigans and Michigan States and all those people would have came after him really, really hard. So I think the early signing period worked out for Central Michigan because I think he may have gone to a much higher level if he hadn't.
Yeah, Michigan, Michigan State, Notre Dame. I averaged 38 and 16 my senior year, and I was a second leading scorer in the nation. And those guys came at me hard and wanted me to decommit and go to there. And I was like, no, I averaged 24 as a junior. It's not like I was a bad player as a junior. I said, you had no interest in me as a junior. So I'm going to stick with the people who believed in me at the beginning, and I'm really going to enjoy it. And as I said before, with the injuries I had, I think I made a great decision, because sometimes if you go to those big schools and you have injuries your first 2 years, they're always going to recruit. And probably going to recruit over you. And fortunately for me, Central Michigan waited for me and was patient, and it worked out for everybody.
And we talked about Terry some, and I got to know her, and I think we went to Australia together, Denny, and got to see her around games. Great Mount Pleasant family and person. So I got exposed down in Austin early. But Dan, Devney is headed downtown Phoenix, and got to see her a little bit with the Women's Basketball Committee, and she's amazing in her own right. So tell us how you met the Rockford girl.
Yeah. Unfortunately, she wasn't smart enough to get into Central Michigan. She went to Michigan. So she couldn't get into Central. But when I got out here, she was actually working with the Phoenix Suns. She was part of the Phoenix Suns organization up in the offices. And I used to go up there and just, you know, talk to everybody. And I met her and we became friends. And her being from Rockford, Michigan, we had some kind of connection that way, but we were just really good friends for a long time. And then eventually we started dating. We dated for 12 years and now we're married and been married for 3 years. And you're right. I totally outkicked my coverage. She's a superstar. She's unbelievable. And it's the best thing that's ever happened to me. And it's just, again, it goes back to what I say, Midwest people are the best and she's the best.
Well, we appreciate you coming back. I know you came to the Michigan game with us and have come back and done a few things. So we really appreciate you giving back. And when Denny's in town, he always comes by and we grab a bite at some great establishment here in Mount Pleasant. I got one final question for you guys. I know it's still early, but you're both been able to tune in for some CMU basketball games this year, and they have a couple of wins. What do you think the season's looking like, and what advice do you have for us?
Go ahead, Denny. Coach.
I have no advice. Keep doing what he's doing. I watched two games on TV and like what he's doing, and I think they're going to have a good season. It comes down to what Dan said earlier. There are going to be a lot of close games in the Mid-American. The competition is pretty equal. And so are you going to have really good buy-in? Are you going to have guys paying attention to details? Are you going to care about winning more than your individual stats? And I think Andy gets all that, and I think he'll get that message across to his team. So I think they'll win more than their share of close games. And the expectations are high, but also realistic that in the first year you got a whole new team. I don't expect them to win the Mid-American, but I do expect them to be very competitive, and I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, I believe they're going to be – I think I agree with Denny. I think they're going to be good, and I would really encourage the fans to get out there and show your support, be a part of this team, and watch them grow. I mean, there's going to be some disappointing times this year, obviously, because they are young, but there's going to be some great times. And from what I've seen so far, you're really going to enjoy watching them play, how hard they play, and how they play together. And it's a good time right now to get in the arena and watch this team grow together and see what we can become, because – you know, back in when I did it back in, you know, 80, 88, 83, 84 to 88, it wasn't just about me. It was about my teammates and my coaching and the community. I mean, we used to pack that place, and it was a hard place to play. As I said, we were 16 in our junior year, and we can make it that way again. And if the fans and the community get in there and support this team, it's going to be a place that people don't want to come and don't want to play, and we're going to get really good. I believe that.
Amy, if I could add one more thing. I've had several comments and texts and calls from people from Mount Pleasant who've been to the games, and everyone has said the exact same thing. We really like this team. We like how they play, how hard they play, and we like them. And that goes a long ways. And it'll take a while, but that Rose, I guess it's McGurk Arena now, that can be filled up. That can be packed. And Dan's right. When that place is 5,000 people are in there, it's a hard place to play for the visiting team.
Well, I appreciate you both stopping by. I think people know that you help us, but I don't know if they know how much you do behind the scenes. We hope to see you guys in McGurk Arena soon, or wherever we are on the road that we run into. You're always my guest, CMU guest. We look forward to another great basketball season, and you two have been a big part of that already.
Well, let me say one thing real quick. I've dealt with a lot of people, and Amy, you're the best. You really are. I think you I know you've done a great job here. You've done a really good job of bringing people like me and Denny and other people back into the fold, and that means a whole lot to us. So you're the right person in the right job, and it's been very enjoyable for me to be able to reconnect with Central Michigan and be a part of that. And you know, when I go to my golf club and we're sitting around the TVs and talking and everybody's talking, I make sure I mention I'm a Chippewa, and we're going to watch the football and the basketball games, and I'm telling them to put their bets down because we're going to be good. So that has everything and a lot of things to do with you. So you're doing a great job, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
I echo that. You've done an awesome job, Ian. I appreciate it.
Well, that means a lot, but I've got good people that have helped me, and appreciate being able to meet you, Dan, and Denny. You've been coaching me up for a long time, so I don't have a choice. You guys set a high bar, and our job is to try to get there every day. So appreciate you both, and fire up Chips.